I think the Khartoum meeting will make big difference. Even if I don't say big difference, but it will make some difference that will pave the way for peace and stability in the country. Why? If you remember the context of the struggle for peace and stability in South Sudan have direct link with some neighboring countries. And I remember we have been attending all the revitalization sessions. The countries that can jeopardize or can make things succeed is two, namely is Uganda and Sudan. But good enough now in Khartoum, both Bashir and Museveni, they are there, they are attending a meeting, and they're helping the two leaders to reach compromises. That's the difference between all the previous meetings and even the recent meeting in Addis and Khartoum. Besides that, Bashir has some tools that he can use, these tools, to somehow push the two principles to reach consensus. Because, you know, whatever happened in South Sudan in terms of economy, it has direct link with Sudan economy. Whatever happened in terms of security, it has direct link with Sudan in terms of security. And also, Sudan has three main objectives that they want to gain. One of the objectives they want to gain from this meeting is to prove to the world that it has the strength to stabilize South Sudan. And that to America means Sudan will be using that as a way of campaigning for its removal from the terrorist list of U.S. At the same time, Sudan won't control the borders, and specific in terms of security, Sudan to see that it deals with its armed groups by having a patrolling in the joint border of South Sudan, and also have impact on the economy, the oil. So I think that will make a bit of a difference. We will hear some difference coming out of Khartoum.
Yes. And Edmund, as we saw from the pictures that are coming right there from Khartoum, it seems like there seem to be some dances and some handshakes, of course, and hugs. What next do you think should be done? What needs to be done to move forward, especially as this progress has been made so far?
I think there's two main challenges in front of us in regard to this approach of face-to-face meeting. One, face-to-face meeting, our principles not allowed to become an approach where we're mitigating the best interest of the neighbors. And that means South Sudanese are far from the reality. This one challenge is that if the principles allow for these neighboring countries to play with the face-to-face meeting as a way of marketing and securing their best interest in South Sudan, then we're at a weaker point. That's one challenge that we want to see our principles take chances of this face-to-face meeting to make really effective compromise that will make peace to happen. While also the second challenge is they need to bring everybody on board. And as you are aware, the countries are only faced by the two principles. We have other actors and opposition groups. They need to bring us on board. They should be heard, and also they should make consent into whatever is coming out. But of course, you know, the two principles are the main players. So whatever they reach to, somehow it opens a window. But the challenge is that whatever they reach to has opened a window, if the other political actors that will give their consent, the chance of moving further inclusively and sustainably will be under also challenge. So those are the challenges we're going to do. So my appeal will be this process should be opened up to other actors to come into. And the good thing with Khartoum that I'd like to share with you is that after the face-to-face meeting, they have opened up the revitalization. If you hear when the meeting in Addis ended, so like revitalization is called off, but now Khartoum have opened revitalization again. So from 29th until the 10th of July, all South Sudanese actors have been Khartoum under revitalization process. That means whatever is reached between the two principles will be subject to the revitalization to be analyzed and adapted by South Sudanese actors, which for me is a positive move that at least Khartoum have done than shutting down the door for revitalization and other actors are isolated.
Yes, and the ease of moving the talks, the face-to-face talks from city to city or from just IGAD countries, I mean, does it really matter where the venue takes place? Because we had now it's in Khartoum, and then after Khartoum comes back to Nairobi, and then from Nairobi, we're not sure whether it will go to Kampala or not, but then goes back to Addis Ababa. You did mention about IGAD countries marketing themselves over these talks. Does it really matter where the venue is if it's not the set change of heart of these particular leaders?
Obviously, you can't get peace through having tourism of the outstanding issues. So like outstanding issues become an agenda of political tourism. So it's been from Addis now been moved to Khartoum, from Khartoum we moved to Nairobi, and I'm quite sure outstanding issues even is going up to Mauritania to the AU summit, by the way. One thing that process to law is that the same principle we made around the AU summit as that proposal coming up. So outstanding issues of peace and stability has become an agenda of tourism for other countries. Does not matter really where the venue will be. What matters is change of attitudes and change of behaviors from the principals. If the principal have no will accept peace to prevail, wherever you tag them, it can't work. And remember, you know, CPA, when Berlin, Nairobi 1, Nairobi 2, Abuja 1, Abuja 2, by then there's no political will. The most important thing is our principle has to have the political will that they accept peace to prevail. Because with that political will and with that good faith politics for peace to prevail, wherever you go, even if you can take them to heaven, still you can afford to battle to heaven. And if there's no will, we can't achieve anything. So the appeal is the principles have to make some compromise. And this compromise sometimes is linked with these countries. So also, one thing that we say is that we can't ignore the neighboring countries. The neighboring countries can become another spoilers, even worse than national spoilers. So it's also good to see these neighboring countries exposing themselves. Like I've seen, as you say, the body language in Khartoum. The body language in Khartoum is so positive. If compared to Addis Ababa, it's not positive. To look at Museveni, Museveni was not there in Addis, but Museveni is there in Khartoum. Why? Because Museveni fear Khartoum. And Museveni feel Khartoum have a strength. And Museveni have, you know, these enemies that by then, they're diplomatic enemies. Museveni is a spirit of Sudan, Sudan is a spirit of Uganda. So if they, the two, can stand up and reach consensus that let's have this step, that's good.